The Group for Research and Initiative for the Liberation of Africa, GRILA, was founded in 1984. It is an autonomous, non-profit, entirely volunteer-based organization of researchers and activists. It functions on the basis of the material and intellectual contributions of its sections, made up of members and supporters within its vision of a universalist world. GRILA's goal is to contribute to the emergence and consolidation of self-directed and self-reliant development in Africa, and to foster international solidarity in support of this form of development. Concretely, this work involves popular education and political action in Africa and internationally. GRILA actively supports democratic and progressive forces in Africa that struggle for A, the destruction of all forms of racism and ethnocentrism, B, the respect of collective and human rights, 3, the overthrow of regimes allied with imperialist interests, 4, a balance between rural and urban incomes, food self-sufficiency, the fulfillment of basic needs. 5, the political, economic, and social emancipation of women, transformation of sexist mentalities. 6, popular and civic participation, popular democracy, and the promotion and empowerment of Africa's youth. 7, self-reliant, ecologically sustainable development. 8, the emergence of regional Pan-Africanist states that are politically and economically accountable to their citizens. 9, selective delinking from the world system. And that sounds like a griller full or a mouthful. We have on the line a brother from GRILA, Ameth Lowe, and he's from Senegal, and he's one of the leaders in this movement. And we want to say, Akwaba, welcome to CHRY.
Thank you very much, brother.
Oh, did I say too much or not enough?
I guess you said enough to start a discussion. And
yes.
Go further, maybe.
And since I didn't say nothing about you, then I think it is more appropriate if you tell me a little bit about your role, your name, what it means, first of all. What does your name mean? Where are you from? And a little bit about your background, and then tell us how you got involved with GRILA.
My name is Ameth Lowe. Ameth is a Muslim name. It's a kind of, it's like Muhammad, but it's an Africanized version of Muhammad. So I'm from West Africa, from Senegal, and I've been involved with GRILA since 1994. I've been living here in Toronto since 98, and since 95, more rather. And that it's around 1999 that we decided that to launch a chapter of GRILA over here in Toronto to make sure that at least there's a voice, a strong Pan-Africanist voice that is capable of articulating the issues facing people of Africa from the continent and the diaspora. So on the personal level, I don't have much to say except that I'm an IT consultant as a professional, but that's something else.
Yes. Well, then tell us how you got involved with GRILA to begin with.
I've always been involved with political action since my days when I was a student in Europe, mostly in France. So when I came here and I was looking for a group I can get involved with, and at the time I was living in Montreal, and it's at the time that I met with some of the brothers and sisters who are involved in GRILA, and I decided to join the group at the time. So when I moved from Montreal to Toronto, I went through the similar process, and even I couldn't find really a group that matched the vision I wanted to get involved with. And that's at the time that with a couple of friends and brothers and sisters from the diaspora, we decided to launch a chapter of GRILA over here in Toronto. And it's been active since that time, 1998.
Yes, yes. And not much organization are involved in what we call research and putting research and activism together. Tell us the role of GRILA around research and where does the research go?
We consider that research is a very fundamental aspect of our struggle, because if you want to know where you are going, you need to kind of know where you come from. So So that's why the research element is for us very central to the political activism that we are doing. Even though we are trying to tackle issues that we are living right now, but most of those issues have very deep roots that people have to understand if they want to be able to struggle effectively against those issues. That's why in Gorilla we have a dedication to learning about African history, to learn about the experiences of African people from the diaspora and from the continent, to learn about the different struggle that our people have gone through for the last couple of centuries, and in order to be rooted enough in our history and our knowledge of our culture in order to formulate alternative to the current situation. So yes, that's why it's very important for us.
All right, wonderful. Wendem Kwame, another host, has a question.
Yes, greetings, Ahmed, and welcome to CHRY 105.5. Africa, well, you're welcome, sir. And this is Toronto's truly revolutionary radio, because in here we are African and Africa first, although we hail from the Caribbean. Now, most of the conscious brothers and sisters that I meet haven't had a chance to go to Africa, and they're rooted in Africa pre-colonial invasion, so they have a romanticized notion of Africa. Now, I want to ask you maybe a two-part question. A, how do we get these brothers to experience Africa for the real? And two, when I look at cultures like, say, the Japanese, they're more uniform as a culture, and they have a Japanese way that allow them to reach for the stars. How can we get Africa and Africans in that modality of thinking, where we are acting as a unit for the betterment of the entire continent rather than an insular self gratification?
Yes, to start with the question of the romanticized vision of Africa that some of us have, I think that the only way we can go against that romanticization process is to learn the history. To learn the history and, if possible, to go on the ground and be in contact with people who are living from the continent, the realities of today, and who have been going through those processes for a long time. So I understand that a lot of people don't have that chance, including most of the African people who are living from the diaspora. But today, with the communication tools that exist and the technology that exists, I think that we have some tools to that can allow us at least to minimize that impact, and then make sure that we have a deep understanding of Africa, of its history, and be able to connect with the struggle that has been going on in Africa and in the diaspora, specifically in the Caribbean. Connect those struggles, because those struggles are the same, the people are the same, the history is the same, even though you might have some differentiation that occurs through time, but what links us as a people is much greater than the small differences that are sometimes related to religions or very slight cultural differences or languages.
So yes,
it's very important that people like get involved, especially in groups, if there are some organization that brings together people from Africa and people from the diaspora. People need to learn to work together to discover one another, what they're thinking, because we've been even though we live in cities like Toronto, you can notice that there have not been a lot of organizations that are bringing people from Africa in general, and also people from the Caribbean. That's a big weakness. And that's why I believe that organizations like Grilla, I don't want to do any promotion for Grilla, but that's one of the few organizations here where you can find inside the single organization 15 different nationalities coming from Africa, and also people from the Caribbean, like in Haiti, people coming from Trinidad, people coming from Jamaica. So that allows us to know better each other, to learn from each other, and discover the fact that what unites us most of the time is much greater than what divides us. And it's through that process that people can overcome the distanciation that they have been experiencing, but by not living in Africa and struggle against those romanticization of the life in Africa. So coming back to the question of unity, you mentioned Japanese vision, unified vision of where they want to go. I think that Africa also have the capacity, and African people have the capacity to reach the same stage by going through a process of discovering their own history. What have been the movement also is happening, even what they call Black Africa, because for the first time the regime in Burkina Faso, the regime of Blaise Compaoré, has been shaken the last couple of months with a wave of social unrest coming from different sectors of the society, whether they be it the student movement or the trade unionist movement, etc. So it's the experience that have been going on from 84 to 87 has been stopped, but we're still confident that the consciousness that have been put in place into the heads and minds of people of Burkina Faso will never be erased, no matter what, and it's just a matter of time before the current regime will be overthrown, and then people one day will get back to the same track that Thomas Sankara laid in 1984-1987, and that's something that we have to work through to organize politically and support those progressive political forces inside the country, and be on their side in the struggle to overthrow this regime and try to rebuild a new form of Burkina Faso, which is the land of the dignity for people of Burkina Faso.
Yes, yes. Now, tell me this, please, my brother. You have an event coming up. Why is it important? Why are you celebrating or commemorating or reflecting or calling it African Liberation Day? Tell us about that.
African Liberation Day is an event that has been going on for a long time. Going back to history, you would know that it was called by the late Kwame Nkrumah from Ghana after a conference that was held in 1958 that brought together a couple of countries, African countries, that were independent in 1958. And since then, it has become some type of very important day that's being celebrated across the world, in Africa, in the Caribbean, in the diaspora. And it's a very important day to celebrate what has been achieved through the last couple of centuries, because I mentioned earlier the episode of slavery, of colonialism, episode that have been very traumatizing in terms of the violence that have been put against the people of African descent. So the beginning of independence movement around the 60s was just a first step in our long struggle for recovery, and that's why every year there is this African Liberation Day being celebrated, not only to celebrate but also to try to remind us of what has yet to be done in terms of future struggle to move us ahead in terms of liberation, of emancipation. So that's in this context that Gorilla is organizing tomorrow African Liberation Day. I understand that there are other brothers and sisters who had a similar event a week ago, but it's the same continuation. And tomorrow we're going to have this celebration at the different book lifts in around Blue and Batters area, in order to reflect on the current situation of Africa and the challenges we are facing, and try to formulate some alternative vision of where we go from here.
Yes, and that's important. Could you tell the listeners who will be there, what will be happening, what time, details, and then tell them also if there's a cost to come in, and tell them whether to bring money to also help buy some books from a different book list?
Yeah, we would encourage everybody to attend, because the different book lists have been doing a very good job by providing us what I mentioned earlier in the interview, which is the resources to learn about our history, to learn about knowledge of ourselves. So the event itself is open, is free, and everybody is welcome to come and attend, and encourage also people to support this community institution, which is different booklets that have been providing us the space for this gathering for free, I should say. And the event itself will start at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th. And we're going to have two or three different panel discussions looking into the issue of neoliberalism and militarization in Africa. A sister from Grilla will be also looking at the issue of the new, what they call the new media, like social media, and the role it's supposed to have played in some of the revolts happening right now in the world, because this is important, because people tend to overemphasize sometimes the role of social media in terms of the struggle, even though we know that revolutions are always made by people, as people that make organizes to lead their own struggle. But it's important that maybe at one point the new technology that is available is used just as a tool to facilitate communication, but the root cause of a revolution are the living condition of people who are not satisfied with their living condition. So, as I mentioned, we're going to have two or three panel discussions, one that looking about the social media, another one looking at neoliberalism and militarization. And it's going to be an occasion for Grilla to put out also what we called the 2011 Declaration on the Condition of Africa, which has been published just yesterday, which is a six-page document on analyzing the current affairs, the current situation of the African continent and the African people, and going from North Africa to Sudan, to the Congo situation, and trying to articulate all these events that are happening into a synthesis document so that people can at least have a better grasp, a better understanding of things that are happening, rather than just stick to the main events that are being flashed on the news media, which is not going too deep into analyzing of what are the root cause of these events, etc.
Yes, and that's powerful. So, my brother, it's good to speak with you. Definitely would like to get some of the African-centered people in the city to sit down at a table and at least agree to come together from time to time to reach a larger mass of our people, because, you know, we cannot afford to let capitalists and white supremacy be the victors in this time, as we see it's falling, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely needed.
Is there a contact you can give out to the people who want to join an organization, who want to be part of a movement?
Yeah, for Grilla, we have a website called grilla.org, grilla.org, and most of the documents that have been produced by the group are posted in there, so if people are interested, take a look. And they can have access to the email also from that website and send us any question they would like to ask, and we'll be happy to provide them with the answers. And in general, we encourage all people of African descent, especially the younger generation of African people, whether they are from the diaspora, from the Caribbean, or from the African continent, to join any organization that they believe contribute to the deepening the struggle of African people. Grilla is just one of them. There are other organizations, I'm sure, in the city and in the country. The worst thing is just to sit down and not do nothing.
Yes, so I have some, these are my most controversial questions, so I should make the tougher one first. What people are you part of in Senegal? Is it, you're not Wolof?
I am Wolof, yes.
So do you have a Wolof name before you have the other name?
People call me Aminofis, which is an Egyptian name, but my official name is a Muslim name.
Ah.
But Aminofis is my militant name.
Okay, so my next controversial question is, should I visit Gore Island when I travel to Senegal in 2012?
I think so. It would be a good idea to do so, because Gore Island is a masterpiece of our history, and any African people who have the chance to visit Senegal should, I believe, go and visit Gole Island, where a lot of our people have gone through to be deported and then be enslaved in the Western Hemisphere.
And what's your thought on the president of Senegal? He seemed to have said some good things. He seemed to want to do some good things, yet people are saying he should also leave office.
I think he should leave office because he have done his two terms, and I do not believe to any kind of messiah for liberation. People come and make the contribution and should go. The president of Senegal is himself. I'm not on his side because he defined himself as a liberal, which I'm not. And I think he have done some interesting stuff in terms of developing infrastructure in the country for the last 10-12 years. But at the same time, he has been involved in very other aspects that are very controversial, that are very negative. And I believe that it's time for him to leave and let a new generation of people take over. Especially he's quite old. He's more than 86 years old, and it's time for retirement for that.
Well, yes. And so here is the deal. This is my final thing. You look across Africa and you see the European and the white supremacy, colonial powers, neocolonial globalism, and they use their handmaidens and their foot soldiers of the United Nations through IMF, World Bank, and all of those apparatus to control Africa. And then we saw what happens in the Arabia Peninsula when they came up north. And now we see China coming over. Does Africa have any friends in any of these people to liberate us?
That's not possible. People liberate themselves. Nobody is in a position to liberate other people. So it's up to people, the African people, to organize enough to build what we call a regional pan-Africanist state that are strongly unified politically with an economic vision behind it to defend the interests of African people. On the basis of their interests, then at that point they can be dealing with anybody in the world as a unified bloc, and then just put their interests on the table for discussion. And but there's no possibility at all for any kind of people to develop Africa or to advance the interests of Africa. It's up to the African people to organize for that.
And with that said, I want to say, Madasipa, thank you for coming on to News Now, and thank you, Anne, for going into the Kubandwa. So thank you very much, Mr. Ahmet Lo, and continue the work with Grilla. And we want to, you know, say to the Grilla, or the members of Grilla, continue the work, because until Africa is free, none of us will be free.